So if we look here, our numbers for the spring of 23, it ran from January 17th until May 5th, with finals ending May 11th. We've had an increase in our headcount by 518 students this past spring when compared to last year. And as you can see, trustees, we've surpassed the 2022 number for the spring and 2021. So we're trending toward the 2020 spring semester. On this slide, trustees, you can see the breakdown by campus, our enrollment for the spring semester. You can note the increases here, as you can see in green at Brenham, Bryan, in the high schools, which of course is a dual credit, and on the Rellis campus. I'd like to note, though, for the high schools, out of 53 agreements, 26 of those have increased enrollment this past year. So the takeaways for our spring semester, I had mentioned, we're up 518 students when compared to last spring, which is a 3.36% increase. Our contact hours increased 2.53% when compared to last year. And we have surpassed the spring enrollment for spring of 22 and of 21, and we're heading toward that 2020 number. The majority of our campuses are seeing an increase in enrollment on site. And as I mentioned, we did expect distance education to decline because the switch to on-site campus classes.